Blog Talk Radio.
Almost exactly what I need. A definite maybe. It's just to entice a curiosity. I can't help but think that this doesn't add up. I'm trying to separate the facts from all the fiction. We're living in a world of contradiction, and if baby you're the truth, then I'm lying next to you. When you're the distance, and I'll be your water, and you're the perfect plan I never thought of.
Chasing after you. Ooh, you're the sweetest dream, my incredible. Ooh, yeah, the sun's so bright, your eyes are lighting. Ooh, I can't help but stare at you. So soft your lips, the wind blows in my hair.
cause I know what I'm doing. About to grab my clothes, put the keys in ignition. Can't tell you how long I've been wishing for this moment to with you. I wanna with you. When we're on the phone, you're giving me direction. Can't even hold the pen straight. Such anticipation, 100 miles an hour. Can I go any faster? Can't tell you how I've been waiting, how I've been waiting for this moment.
Saying sorry. Some days I take your time for granted. You could be the star in my universe if I just took time to plan. shit in common just keeps us apart when we should be starting to keep our promises. We could be promising. You say I'm closed off. Let's open up and take our clothes off. I don't want nothing in between us. Nothing there to stop the feeling. Got me thinking this might be love. Oh, oh, yeah. Don't be sorry, just be careful, baby. Know my heart is fragile. Say shit that you don't really need. That's just on his handle. I love how it was when it was just me and you. They know the truth, so we gon' watch how we move. But nothing beats the feeling that you're giving me, even if it ain't forever. Ooh, just keep it honest. We made some promises, they got opinions, but that won't change a thing. We got each other. Let's shut the world off and take our clothes off, baby.
I don't want nothing in between us.
Ooh, oh. Nothing there to stop the feeling.
to persuade me over to your side. And I am sure you can. So if you get me to believe, it all will work out fine. 'Cause you blow my mind. A place and a day and a time, and then we'll be loving, loving and loving, oh love is the way.
Welcome back to another installment of Epiphany Radio Universe, a For Real Entertainment Network presents The Honey Dripper 2.0. This is number 23. The nom de guerre is passion, and we are going to experience some passionate words for this evening. If you're not familiar with what the Honey Drippers do, we provide a safe space for people to proceed with words that are passionate, erotic, intimate, sensual, all the above, and including love. But we do this once a month over here at the starship known as the Epiphany Radio Universe, and we boldly go where words have never been before. So, that being said, tonight let me bring back an old term. This Marky, I'm doodle dumb excited. Can I say that? Anyway, because we have an incredible treat for you. We're crisscrossing the country doing some things a little bit different. We got some poets in here. They're poets considerably. And of course, you know, the drip is in the building, along with assorted special guests, friends of Epiphany, people in, from similar planets and everything in the same universe and galaxy. It's pretty good stuff. But as we grab people, now, if I have not caught you as per se yet and you've called in, please press 1 in order to be heard. Now, we treat everything like a live stage over here. We open everybody's mics. We expect people to be adults. If you have noise in the background, mute yourself. You know, when the poem is over, please do not interrupt the poet while the poet is poeting, of course. And, you know, we get into a couple things that are happening. It's going to go quicker than we expect because, you know, words get a little racy and things get a little tasty. So hopefully you understand what's going on here tonight. But tonight, right, we have, and I don't know if I got her yet, but I'm hoping that I do, but we have the founder and producer of The Art of Seduction, one of New York City's finest places that they put out erotic poetry. It is beyond compare, and it is uber sexy. And, you know, and it's one of those things you just got to go to find out exactly what it is. But we have the tantalizing angel known as Monica S. Martinez. And believe me, brothers, she's married. Don't try it. Fine and incredible. Her rocks out with her socks out. She has a show coming up November 5th. We're going to talk about that. Now, from the Queen City, right? From the Queen City, that's Charlotte for the people who don't understand, in North Carolina, we have the erotic element known as Terry Typhoon. You know, he's been a part of the sex show with my good friend Israel, the poet. He does the damn thing. Was nominated for an award for Queen City Awards. I understand that he did not win, but you know, there's always next time. But he's putting in that work, so that you understand, you know. He plans on exposing you to his elements. All right, and then we also bring you from the city of Chicago, the goddess essence, divine. And literally, she has amazing energy. And we're gonna get to it. We're gonna get to it right now. Let's open up these mics and see who we got. Let's see who we got. So let me start with my features. Goddess essence, divine. Terry Typhoon, are you there?
I am here, love.
I am here.
Are you here?
I am here.
All right, that's what's up. Oh, so we rocking. I have some questions for y'all, but I'm going to open up these mics so you know you're surrounded by some good people. I'm going to go with my favorite Steelers fan, the brother known as C-34 Music. Dope dude. What's happening, my
brother?
Hey,
Mojave, how you doing? And to the features, I say hello to you.
Greetings,
yes. Greetings and salutations.
All right. I'm going to go to we know him as Joe the Verbal Vine Dancer, but I know him now as Drip U 22, Mr. Lou Jaws. Let me open his mic. Make sure he's rocking.
That is a hell of a name.
Hey, good evening, everyone. How you doing? It's Joe the Verbal Mind Dancer, better known as Lou Draws. How y'all feeling? Hope everybody's gonna get wet tonight. I'm thinking about y'all out here.
That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah. Good evening.
That's what I'm talking about. All right. All right, I'm going to go to my station manager, Poetic, a.k.a. Mr. Pineapple Calligraphy, Red Meadows.
Hey, greetings, family, to the features. Welcome. Glad to have you here on Epiphany Radio. What up, Javi? What's good, bro?
I'm chilling. Somebody's banging at my door. Could you take over for a second?
Joe the Verbal Mind Dancer. What's good, bro?
Hey, what's good, Poetic? How you feeling, good brother?
Oh, man, I'm feeling good. Excited to have the features here. I happen to be a fan of one Israel, the poet, myself, and I'm down here in Aiken, South Carolina. I came out and seen one of the shows. I believe it was Valentine's weekend, I believe. I came out and checked the brother out in Charlotte.
That's what's up.
Right, man. Absolutely, you know, I'm just so thrilled to be here, get to listen to the people I haven't heard before, and, you know, hopefully share something or two with the people. So I'm just going to sit back and chill and just enjoy the features for tonight.
Absolutely, exciting time to be here.
Yes, indeed. Let's get this ripping.
Well, welcome back, Mojave. Just doing the fat, you know.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I forgot I ordered food. I completely, I spaced. So, I was like, what are you doing? I was like, oh, food. Okay. Let me do this, open up these mics. Thank you. I appreciate it. Let me just do this real quick. So we have La Pearl La Negra.
Hey, hey, how y'all doing tonight? I'm here. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
I'm good. Okay. Hello, everybody.
All right. We also have Lisa. We also have Lisa Lips.
Hey, everybody.
Hey, what's going on, everyone?
We also have coming in the Royal Drench, a.k.a. Prince Wet. Prince Wet, are you there? Hello?
Good evening, everyone. Good evening.
Hi, there we go.
What's good, bro?
And we're going to go with...
These names alone are just like... their eroticism all by itself. Like, no piece needs to be said after anybody's name. Like, we done. My goodness.
Trust me, everybody has earned their name. everybody.
I am super excited. I am beside myself right now. I'm like, hold on, wait a minute. Do I need a seatbelt on?
You just might.
We might need one for you. We don't know. So area code 980. Who may I be speaking? Area code 980.
You sound like me. It's Mr. Witch.
Witch! What's going on?
What's up, family? You know I'm up in here trying to post some support, man. Shout out to the features. Shout out to my family. I see y'all dripping all over the place.
That's what's up.
What's good, bro?
AKA Mr. Who's Naked Up In Here, a.k.a. I Came To Move Furniture. Yeah.
Fact. Big fact.
All right, so let's get into it. All right, so number one of our features, Terry Washington, a.k.a. Terry Typhoon, resides in a beautiful East Coast city in Charlotte, North Carolina. All right, he started poetry on the stomping grounds of North Carolina Central University in 2011 and evolved to doing poetry for 11 years now. He has two albums out. The first album is called Portrait of a Capricorn. He's Capricorn, ladies. And the other one is called Four Doors and Wine. He's currently in the sensual erotic expression tour, traveling to different cities such as Atlanta, Charlotte, Baltimore, Winston-Salem, Columbia, South Carolina, plus other cities more to come. I give you Mr. Terry Typhoon. What's good, Terry?
What's going on, everybody? What's good, family?
Okay.
What's happening?
It's good, bro. Right. It's good.
And so I got you.
Well.
Oh, I'm going to bring it, because I didn't get a chance to get her bio, but I believe that she can definitely speak for herself. So, Goddess, can you please introduce yourself?
Hello, everyone. I am Goddess Essence Divine. I have so many names. I'm like P. Diddy of the poetry community as far as names, and it's all about how I feel whenever I, you know, perform or whatever. But, yes, I am Goddess Essence. I am very sensual, of course. That's why we're all here. And I'm excited to be here. I'm kind of like a newbie on the poetry scene. I've been writing for all of my life, actually, and I'm actually doing my first book in the midst of writing that right now. So I am very excited about things to come and doors opening and all of that good stuff.
Beautiful. So here's my first question to the features. And then we're going to get into a quick round because, you know, we got to move this quick because we got lots of people and there's going to be more coming in a very short while. So we kind of need to get through this first round. So what we're going to do is I'm going to ask you this question.
and you guys do your first two poems, and then we're going to go into the open mic, okay? Fair enough?
Cool.
Sounds good.
Hello? All right, so, Goddess, Typhoon, why erotica?
I'm a sex goddess. I love everything sexual, everything sensual, everything tantric. It's part of my love language. I was forged out of love and sex. And that's pretty much it for me.
Okay. Oh, thank God. Yeah, I cannot top what she says. But I would say that definitely erotica in a way, as far as I could explore, not only as far as my horizons, but learn as far as like deepen the roots, as far as like learning more as far as the style of erotica, started like in 2019 in the erotica realm. I've been writing pretty much all my life, but as far as like learning as far as definitely the love language of erotica, and also new ambiances of it, and to literally as far as like soak it in like a sponge and push everything out what I have learned, and to literally into the pen and go from there. So that's how I got, you know, into erotica.
So the both of you, I understand that since you guys are formed your personalities out of erotica, what's been the most interesting place that you've read an erotic poem?
Oh, my. Most interesting place? I'm not sure if it's been an interesting place, but I remember the first time I did one of my pieces for my mom. And it was so funny because she was like, oh, my gosh, I need to go smoke a cigarette. And I just felt so honored. I was like, okay, Mom, go smoke. We're good here.
Wait, you read an erotic poem to your mom?
Yeah.
Not judging. Not being judgy, Mick Judgerson, but I'm just like.
Well, art is art, and so I can completely take myself out of it. And, I mean, she's a person. I'll spit for whomever. And I can't remember if she was, I think I wanted to practice or something. I can't remember how it went, but yeah, no big deal.
That's what it's up. Carrie, what about you?
Well, the most interesting place as far as that done erotic poem was, It was like when I was a rookie in the Central Erotic Expressions at Diamonds in Charlotte. That was when I was pretty much earning my stripes, if you will. and then like I was soaking in like a sponge, that like literally of the crowd reaction. And then someone said to me, like, I mean, I still remember this. It was like, Terry, what that mouth do? And I was like, oh, God. I was like, oh, shoot. And then that's when I really, really pretty much got into the poem. And, like, I felt literally the vibrations of the whole entire crowd was, like, clockwork. And then, of course, it just got literally from 0 to 100 real quick.
Got a little crazy for you? Okay. I'd like to ask this question, and then we're going to start the open mic. Performing on stage, what is the most or the craziest thing someone has done while you were performing poetry? Like right there in front of you, live, and they're doing something interesting.
That is a very interesting question. Because I'm such a newbie, I haven't had any crazy experiences just yet, but I'm looking for something very, very wild coming up soon for my birthday. I'm doing a show, and it's called The Full Awakening of Essences Eroticism, and it's going to be kind of like a peep show, like live demonstration performances. So it's going to be a lot going on, and there's no telling what's going to be in the room because it's kind of like almost anything goes. But I thought about the one time, going back to the previous question, somewhere that you spit that was different or odd or whatever. I tell people a lot of times everywhere I go that I'm a poet and I'm an erotic poet, but I was in a women's bathroom and did a little clip of a piece, and it was some ladies in there that was kind of ready to go pleasure themselves and was real excited. So that was pretty interesting. But I've never had anybody to do anything in front of me just yet.
Oh, gotcha. So for me,
so Terry, what about
So for me, it was a couple cases that was literally very interesting for me. Was, I think it was a burlesque dancer that danced right in front of me. And also, at the very, I think, at the end of the show, and that was when I was a rookie, that someone literally pulled their dress, not their whole dress, but it was a woman that pulled her dress down and showed her nipples, her titties, basically.
And how did you
and
respond? Wait. And how did you respond? And how did you respond, sir?
Like, in a way, it's so literally, like, as far as so love, after, like, they really supported me. And then at the same time, I was mixy boasted. I was flabbergasted, and I was gone a little bit.
Just a little bit.
So it was very sticky situation.
Yeah. What kind of
sounds like good stuff.
All right, so what we're gonna do now is we're gonna get to the poetry. So we're gonna start with you, Goddess Essence, and we're gonna run down the line. We're going to take like three flowers, and then we're going to keep it moving. So, Goddess Essence, if you're ready, the mic is yours.
Just one piece right now or both?
Just one for right now.
Okay. So this piece is called the Late Night Special. As the warm night rain falls from the dark, cloudy skies, your warm, sweet, tantalizing saliva pours down my clear caramel thighs. But I don't mind. I look down at you as you look up at me, and our eyes meet like twinkling stars in a faraway galaxy. We exude pure, passionate ecstasy. And as the night passes by, I turn once again and I look at you and say, draw closer to me before the rising sun draws nigh. We've laid here, caught up in the majesty of our lovemaking. I don't want to say goodbye. Baby, please don't go. Not just yet. After such an amazing night of passion, love's inspiration is beginning to set. that along with the ambiance of this rain makes me so ultimately wet. I'm ready to take it to the next step. We often say to infinity and beyond, and together we climb to the highest peak of the cosmic ether, and we sexually never stop. You cause my entire DNA to pop, bursting, spilling and oozing out all of my essence and my energy. This in itself creates new and beautiful beginnings, so keep giving everything that I am needing. Lavish it all on me. I can take it. Janet Jackson once said, anytime, any place, and you and I have unlocked this magical sacred space where only our love spells will do. You're inside of me and I'm inside of you spiritually. Two equal minds, now one connected consciousness, eons upon eons, forever and time spent. This is our truth. That's that piece.
Give a round of applause for Goddess Essence.
Thank you, guys.
Flowers, flowers, flowers.
Oh, it's the anytime, any place for me. That was good for me.
The Harlequin romance visualization, that's what I like about it.
I remember when I wrote that piece, when it came to the line, anytime, any place, I thought about a lot of my artistry is kind of like making love in outer space, kind of like the heavens or like outside of the realm of time kind of thing. And so when I say anytime, any place, it's like in any dimension, at any space and point in time in history and the future, just anytime, any place, because we have this magical love spell that we can just create. And so that's how that came about. That was the feeling I was getting when that line was written.
Okay. I'm with you on that one. I feel you on that one. That's what's up. Dope piece.
Any other flowers?
I thought it was brilliant. I mean, like I said, I felt Harlequin romance visualization. I felt the movie coming on, and I was like, okay, I can deal with this. We can work with this. Thank you for sharing that. I thought it was brilliantly written. And
my pleasure.
I just say
you.
Thank you. You're very welcome.
Much gratitude.
Okay. So we're going to move on. We're going to go to our erotic element known as Terry Typhoon. Are you ready, sir?
Indeed, I'm ready.
Mike,
here we go. Thank you. When you say that when you're entering through the church doors, you're entering through the presence of the Lord. Well, baby, I never sensed or knew. And once I step into your melanated temple, omnipresence of your presence will be like stepping into paradise with my knees and spinal curve bowing down at the altars of your feet in complete adoration to you. You, beautiful goddess of creation, as your glory shines so radiantly. Just as if you're an afterlife blessing from the sun, inclusion from the solar system across the starry speckled constellation stands up in the sky, gives you a stunning ovation while they admire the melanation within your trinity as you open up your legs up to me as if it was the church doors being open, welcoming me. It's your sanctuary courts between the sweet divinity of your chocolate thighs with praise and thanksgiving. And I know that some say that worship should be acted between two people inside the realm of ecstasy. So, baby, let this worshipful love run of you begin. As I use the alliterations of my tongue to enter into your holy of holies. As I lick, sip, and suck acclitorations from your click so damn deeply to the point that I suck the salvation right out of you orally like you're my favorite Tootsie Pop. While you feel my airhead with sweet seductive thoughts in my ears like a savage by telling me all the kinky and freaky things that you are inside this chocolatey Milky Way epitome, because I swear to God you got me on the stage daydreaming many dreams. Craving and yearning about biting onto your succulent, moist, silky, Reese's Peanut Buttery Cup mocha skin so I can taste the Skittles rainbow inside your pure almond joy essence, increasing and enhancing my desires just so I can feel you. But before I can, Goddess, I have a question. And that if I told you that I'm Butterfingers Gunshot, at the same time, I'm yours tonight, and I really, really, really want you. Would you honestly think of me differently? And if your answer is no, please allow me to climb on top of your body like it's a jungle gym as I stick my long hard Chico stick in your pussy so damn deeply that you squirt out waterfall caramel monsoons within your inner, while our bodies goes up and down like seesaws over and over and over again, intermingle with our skin, slapping on skin and our accents echo through the whole entire room like bats. Hypersonically, with your orgasms, follow closely behind like tails. And before we are done, I honestly want to see you climax once more by sticking a vibrator taut inside of you so deeply that it elevates your orgasms, elevate even higher as your eyes roll in the back of your head so well that your soul will gush us out anointed living waters which will never run dry as we solely tongue kiss. Good night. From enjoying a night of romance inside this playground bedroom of love. And peace.
Let me go take my insulin, all that sugar. Jesus. You were just doing all kinds of the performing tricks and taking her here and there. And did I hear you say Chico sticks inside? Is that what you said?
I did.
Lord. All right. I'm going to leave that alone. Man.
Yeah. So we just came in here just being filthy, huh? That's what we're doing, Terry. We just, you know, get into the filthiness. Camera waterfalls and all that good stuff, that's what we're doing.
So much sugar.
Oh, that meal. Don't Meek Mill gotta say I say Mimi at the church. She want to fuck and I say church.
You filthy mother. Shut your mouth. All right. Any other flowers for Terry Taco before we hop into this open mic?
I have a question. My question is, after you went through all of that, did you go into your inner Shabba ranks and say, Lord have mercy?
Mr. Loveman.
Shabba.
No. I did.
I think it's something. Go ahead. No, go ahead. Go ahead, Terry.
Oh, I did in a way.
Okay. I would have.
All I have to say is, you a wild boy. You a wild boy.
You know, it be going down anytime somebody say something about church and an erotic piece. It's like, oh shit, here we go. He about to take us down and through there.
You know, all I'm saying is, my good friend Tariq Saint Ted Kofa would say, you can be a spiritual vibrator. And there's a shirt post design. You can buy that spiritual vibe. Pretty much on the same. You know what? We're not going to talk about that. We just go, we're going to give a round of applause for Terry Typhoon, and we're going to hop into this open mic real quick. Y'all ready? Round of applause, Terry Typhoon. Yes? Hold on. Let me give you the applause. Hold on. Yeah, filthy mother. Just came in here just dirty.
Thank you
for coming here. That's our job to make the floor sticky. Y'all came in. I was like, God has made it all sweet and love making. Felt like I was getting touched all night with the golf and feeling good about it. And then here you come in here and talk about to put your mouth on everything. Why you got to come in here and put your mouth on everything? Let me stop. Do that. All right.
Chocolate and mocha spread and dripping and whatnot.
That's what I'm talking about. That's what I'm saying, man. Diabetes, that's what I'm going to call you. Like, what up, diabetes? You up here being, you know, caramel water floor. Man, listen. We have to do a whole show with a bunch of candy and just put you in the middle of the show. Anyway, we go. I was going to tell you, you're just filthy, man. But I like it. I like it. You know, that's what we do over here. All right, so we're going to go into this open mic. We're going to bring up my favorite Steelers fans up first. C-Double-34 Music. Are you ready, sir?
Yes, I am.
Now the mic is yours.
Well, thank you. This piece is called In Times of Passion. I desire and I was designed to be in your system day by day and night by night. I'm willing to explore sweat equity with you. Something's coming over me. I'm satisfied being saturated by your agape nectar. Quite understand what you do to me. Don't stop. Don't disturb this groove. Make me say, oh. Say, can you see? As we role play in this scenario, let me immigrate. I'm coming to a miracle, and you're my country. That is for me. Sweet as I land in the thrill of victory, I defeated any agony in times of passion. I know this is not virgin territory, flooring, going inside your tunnel like a hunter. It works for me. How much I want you. I haven't lost your angles as I ram you because I'm a champion. I'm spraying you with my champagne as you scream my first and last name. We're synthesized and synchronized as I stay connected between your thighs. Natural ecstasy, staying in sexual paradise. And you'll like it too. That's that piece.
Oh, I see double.
Thank you.
Now, don't you come in here dropping panty draws. Don't come in here with that, man.
Hey, I had to get the wink at the end.
I have to say, when he laid out that first line with the song in it, I was over here slapping my knee. I had the phone muted, but I was slapping my knee like, oh my gosh.
It's the baritone for me. It does it every time.
I'm sorry.
I'm telling you, man, it's dangerous. Any other flowers?
Subscribe, my brother. Always.
Thank you, Poetic. Thank you very much. Y'all know I'm in and out like a porn star in the edited scene on Viagra. I'm just I'll catch
you. You got deep strokes to go with that deep voice.
Yeah.
Oh shit.
You know.
I wasn't ready.
Yeah, go ahead, CW. I hear you, bro.
One love, one mic to all of you.
One love, one mic.
One love, one mic.
One love, one mic.
One mic.
One love, one mic.
All right. I'm gonna do a little something different. I'm gonna throw Mr. Witz up next because he got a dip real quick. So, Mr. Witz, are you ready?
Thank you, brother, and thank you, family, for letting me slide in and jump right in on it. Cute face, that smile, them sex me eyes. Got me dazed, daydreaming me between your thighs. Thought with a whisper in your ear and kiss on the cheek. And then our soaking wet bodies plastered in the sheets. From the moment we met and I caught your name, that game you bit and our numbers changed. So you had me, ma, even if I played the role. I longed to make love to your mind, body, and soul. Therapeutic to the brain when I hear you speak. Or can my tongue be keyed to unleash your inner freak? And put your hands on yourself, tease your body for me, and show daddy that look of I want you on. I want to see your hand in it. You stripping from it. I'll suck it from your fingers while you strengthen my tell I how you want them inside you. My pleasured face ensures you'll get all you're entitled. As I push you back gently, your look says do me. I'll grab you at the hips and pull you close to me, strumming your clitoris like a love harp. You'll grip the sheets up as if your nails were sharp. Are you ready for me? The long spoon, Miss Pudding. I like to keep my sneaks on for better footing. Hope you don't mind. Your look says not at all as I slip in, searching for your back wall. You moan seductively through your lip folds, hugging me on the way out. Kitty control. And I like that. Firm grip in them cheeks when I stroke. As I lean in, lick, suck, and kiss your throat, making my way to your breasts, nipples fat like pinkies, biting your lip, joint, tongue on the tip, kinky, let's switch positions. I want to stand up and you got on all fours and arch your back like, get her, daddy. Parting your crack with thumbs as if she smiled at me. I'm about to fuck the farts out of this pool, nanny. Put in that wrench work in like you had loose bolts. Got you electrified like 1,000 volts. Pulsating my muscles, got you in tonsil jealous. As I indulge in and out, ass clapping my pelvic area. This full of hair, I'm trying to fuck you beneath floor. Let me show you what I got knees for. So I threw that ass in the headlock and continued to poke her, then stepped over your back, threw them over your shoulder, paced you on me. Your mouth game's outrageous, almost contagious as your body language. And I climb back in her, daddy got work to do, drenching my thighs when the orgasm burst from you. So I smack your ass up. Yeah, I'm beating her now. You ask for another, no doubt. I love that sound. Ready to dick it down now, so I threw you on your side. Or you like, let me get on top. It's my turn to ride. Till I lay down next to you, whatever you want to do. Candy stick in the air just waiting for you. Let a sweet tooth eat throat naturally. Killed the crave, saddled up and straddled me. Palms on my chest. You had jockey rhythm. Areola dance like you mocked me with them. Punching your fun bags with my lips and tongue while guitaring you with the stroke guitar. Oh, oh, oh. I'm about to come. I sing it again for me. But that's melodious to me. Rolled the over, had me about to explode in the pussy. But she held me to her. Like, give it to me, daddy, yes. Had to climb up out her like I ain't trying to come yet. But she took control, grabbing my throat. Throat immersed her. She wasn't no need to fight. She was going to catch that first one. But threw it like a fastball. She back catching me. Took it like an egg in a glass. Back in the kitchen, she shoved me. Told me take her for a spin around the house. Hell, I carried her out the room. Threw her over the couch. Left her ass on her arm. Camel toe poked out. Hell, I gave you that first round. Now your ass is out. Spanked the lips of her with them. At times, putting the head in. I want to feel you snug on me like a thigh in a legging. Let your puny be my cock ring. Love tapped her two tits. Got on her like a highway, bypassed the uterus. At least it felt like it. Might have been that angle I stick. You know, that high position when applying the drop dick. Let's rearrange the living room since we moving the furniture. And my manpower was a planned expenditure. So sit up on this stool. You stood and grabbed the wall. Said you rock climb. Am I going to catch you if you fall? Breast pressed against sheetrock. Its dance got me rocked. The pussy talking to me like she learned the beatbox. Tongue in the twat, thumb in the ass is the plan. No plate, no silverware. I eat it out the pot with my hands. Wet thumb tearing through that asshole gently. Push through past the knuckle. Oh, you angel friendly. Y'all have a good night. I hope y'all enjoyed that experience.
Well, damn.
God damn.
Fucking love me and leave him, bro. Love me and leave him.
Did I hear him say push past the uterus?
Yep, bypass uterus. Uterus.
Damn.
Jesus.
it was doing a lot.
Well,
he also said something about trying to feel the back wall, and I was like, well, damn.
I'm a loss for words after that.
If you feel what you feel, Mr. Quick Wit, a.k.a. Mr. Who Naked Up In Here, Drip You 22, coming through. Just lovely. Salute Wits. yo. And the story's just, you know, it's the thirst of it all. All right, so we gonna go to his classmate right after that. We gonna go to my man, Lou Jaws, to come in here and rock out with his socks up. Lou Jaws, are you ready?
Yes, indeed. So let me know if you can hear this okay.
All right.
Cool. All right, y'all. Let's get wet. I thought it was over for me. Love, sex, the complexity of it. That thrilling feeling from the wetness of it. I thought it was over. I found conquest through the drippings of my pen. Could be more satisfying than dipping into someone who would never match my imagination. I could write in length about my prowess. I would write in dimensions, extending her fantasies, making her fan and breathe for me. I spoke lavish linguistics, guiding the movements of her fingertips, woven in such a way she would come for me, mutually masturbating. I have mastered baiting her into doing what she craved. I thought it was over for me. I thought my last would be my last, yet my laugh was the first time I realized my power was not in the physical realm. I could curl more toes, touch more souls with the power of suggestion. I make love with memories, gently or with aggression. Tell me how you like it. I will speak into reality on a blanket by the beach, eating a peach as the tide rises with your hips. As my tongue slips in and out of what's relevant to what you want to feel, I'm the voice of choice. I'm the man you want, the man who haunts your dreams. I'm Mr. Right when you need me. I'm the mister in your dreams. I'm that mister you fight, not calling my name when he's fucking you lame. It's true, it's not the same. But my voice brings forth better buttercream. And your choice is to hear that phone ring. I thought it was over for me. You'll never find another brother who can make you shudder with just utterances of rub your clit. Self-inflicted tonality, filling the bone like it's actually there. Let me hear you say how much you like it. Come for me in waves of tantric sexuality. For coming for me.
Damn it. There you go with that howl again. Shit. Wait a minute.
Oh, it's in the building, y'all. Lou Drops. Good job, bro. Yeah. That's what I'm
You know, Lou Drops, you get the bell. You get the bell today.
Oh.
You get the bell.
Yeah. Hold on. You said I make love to you,
you
with memories? Tell me how you want it.
I love the way Joe tells the story to you today. The house.
Yes. Yes.
I'm just saying. you get the bell. You get all the good stuff today, sir. Today. Today, sir. Today.
Trip 22, that's what we do.
You goddamn right. You goddamn right. Let me ask Goddess, how did you feel about the piece?
I'm soaking it all in. See, anytime that I start to stutter, it's a lot going on. I'm literally shaking my head right now. Like I'm at a loss for words. I kind of feel like, you know, in the words of Jamie Foxx when he said up in that song, "I'm gonna make it do what it do, baby." He just, yeah, that right there.
I just want to hear you say it like it one time.
But it was the howling, though. Like, oh my God.
Slow down, sir.
That was everything. And if I can be candid and just be transparent, it reminded me of how I had a significant other that used to always talk about he was a wolf, and he used to always say, "Fuck being a sheep, I'm a fucking wolf." And we used to howl while making love, and it was just something that he had got me into. Ooh. So once I heard the howl, I was like, oh, shit, it just took me back to that place. And I was like, oh, my damn. So that's probably why I was stuttering when you asked me the question, because I was
I'm giving you a bell for that comment. You get a bell for the comment. We don't be willy-nilly with these bells now. We give them out with this little, yeah. Lou Jones,
yeah.
I see you. Slow down, sir. Slow down, sir. Slow down. You're doing a lot right now. I like it. I like it a lot. But, you know, you're impressive, sir. I appreciate it. Right. Wait, hold on. Van.
Yeah, bro.
Van.
Yeah, bro.
Do you see it?
I see it, bro. I see it.
You see it.
I
that
see
trip
it.
You action. That trip you
I
action.
I see it.
Shout out to Jay Simone. Rare Epiphany. Denario, aka Prince Wet, Omari, and Essential Mortal. Y'all make these trip you is a problem. Serious. These are something ripping shit up. I'm telling Joe, slow down. Like, hold on for a second there, buddy. Typhoon, what you think?
Don't forget yourself and Spit Roll. Y'all was in there, too.
My bad. You're absolutely correct. Absolutely correct. My bad. Because I was excited. Yes, and absolutely the God of War known as Spit Roll. Absolutely. So, Typhoon, what you think?
Man, I'm still soaking it all in. Like the layering and the imagery was crazy. Like, I'm at a loss for words. I don't know what words to say other than that. Like, I was just visualizing, like, oh my God. I definitely loved it. I absolutely loved it.
Wow. Well, we're going to keep this moving. We're going to go to my favorite Philly Don, one of my best friends in the entire world, La Perla Negra, a.k.a. Danielle. Are you there?
I'm here. Yes, I am.
Are you sharing something tonight there?
Yeah, I'll give y'all something a little bit old, but it's a piece. Got you.
All right. The mic is yours.
Thank you. This is called Rain and Love Come Full Force. He makes love to her in the rain because he knew of her love of water and how it heals her. He loves the way her hair rests on her shoulders when it's wet and how the shine of her melanin is enhanced by tiny droplets of fresh falling. He watches her get drenched before he touches, because he knows that when two givers indulge in such a connection, like magic, and he is an alchemist, she stands obediently, motionless, allowing him to indulge in the visual of raindrops performing pirouettes on her skin after she's completely soaked. He approaches, and with every step forward, he can feel the heightened intensity of her energy. When their bodies touch, he leans in, whispering in her ear, "I'm jealous of the world for keeping you away from me. Your scent is intoxicating, so I'm going to use my body to worship you." Then he bites her on her neck and sucks, just hard enough to leave his mark, because he wants the world to know he belongs to someone, that she belongs to him. They share a passionate kiss, but he stops and looks at her in her eyes. She knows submission is everything to him, so she nods and tells him, "You had my yes before time began." That caused his nature to rise and harden. So now it was a must he taste her before entering her. He wrapped his arms around her and started kissing her with more passion, gently backing her against the tree. He knelt down and lifted her leg over his shoulder, kissed her thigh, and used his lips to part her lips. Her wetness was so silky and different from the wetness of the rain, and he loved it. He grabbed her ass and began sucking her clit until he could feel her about to climax. As her body shook, he continued to suck and make circles around her clit with his tongue. He tried to push him away after coming in his mouth, but he just pushed his face in deeper, determined to get what he wanted. He needed her to squirt, to gush. He needed to drink her deep. And drink he did. He could feel her body weaken after making her come so hard, so he lay them on the grass, kissing and caressing each other's bodies. She wanted to taste him as he tasted her, because he wanted more of her life-giving waters, and she knew that he wanted her to come when he came as well. So she looked at him and said, "May I?" He nodded and pulled her to sit on his face. After positioning herself well, she leaned in, kissing his thighs while stroking his dick. Her mouth just watered, sucking his balls, popping them back in, as she couldn't take it anymore. This had now become a game for control, and she was determined to win. She held him in her hand, giving it a few more strokes before kissing the head, allowing the saliva to build in her mouth, and sliding her lips down slowly, tasting the saliva and a firm suck up. And back down until she couldn't go any further, and she gagged. Back up to the tip, as her tongue danced circles around the head, she bobbed up and down several times until he moaned. She knew he was about to reward her when he released her clit. The more she sucked and licked, the more he moaned, the juicier her mouth and the wetter her pussy. She started coming and gave one last deep throat as he squeezed her thighs, crying out, "Oh, shit. Oh, fuck, baby." And that took her over the top. She came and she milked him. And that's that piece. I'm sorry, y'all. I'm a little sleepy tonight.
So that was filthy.
The feminine energy, so yay for that. But I love going on a journey in the different types of eroticism and how people express themselves with their penis. But the journey was amazing, and I really appreciate the feminine energy.
Thank you. I like to give people a visual. Well, thank you.
You said you like give people an erection? What? What'd you say? I just wanted to be clear on that. I just needed to be clear. I wasn't sure. I had to listen to it. I wasn't sure. I'll just give it a bell.
Thank you.
You know, ring the bell. Ring the bell. Here we go. Any other flowers before you move on?
Great piece, Danielle. Yeah. Very tantalizing.
Thank you.
Man, showing out. All right. All right. So we're gonna go from here. We're gonna go to the to Lisa Lips.
Hey, baby.
Lisa Lips.
I am ready.
Well, come on with the come on one time for the one time.
I caught a glimpse of you in the dark and dimness of this gin-soaked bar. Caught my eye and made me smile from the start. I remember thinking, kinda. So I sat down at the bar and ordered a drink and settled in to enjoy the ambiance. After a friendly exchange and more than a few drinks, I made my way to the bathroom. In the reflection of the hallway mirror, I saw you again. Sexy, thick, perfect combination. So I made my way into the door, find the room was empty. Chose a stall to enter, and in the glow of the metal door, I saw you again. We entered that stall, and before I could even speak, you took hold of me. I remember the rush to get my panties down, and as I sat on the toilet, you reached in between my thighs and caressed me. She was already moist and throbbing, and you manipulated her like an expert, touching and pulling, thrusting and stroking. Wet, sticky, pushy sounds filled the air, taking me to places I'd never imagined. I was overtaken. The skills you showed as you devoured me, making me moan out loud in the public spot, not caring who might hear. Ecstasy lived in this tiny space. And I was all in. Then I felt the intensity as I knew I was about to come like never before. My stomach clenched as I raised my legs and planted my feet on the walls and exploded, squirting the stall door, floor, and everywhere. I writhed in the euphoria as my juices flowed, not caring about the mess I was making till the wave hit the shore and I began to come back to myself. I opened my eyes to see I was in here alone. I quickly relieved myself and redressed, opening the stall door to see only my reflection in the mirror. Bathroom was empty. In the haze of alcohol and lonely I'd lived in, I had found my own private passion here in this public space. So I washed my hands and checked my hair before I returned to the bar, ordered another drink and relaxed in the sounds of the music, satiated and satisfied in my own private ecstasy. I'm lit, and you just insert.
You manipulated her. You manipulated her like an expert, huh?
You know, sometimes you need some good fingers. Fingers do work too.
Yeah, manipulation is a good thing sometimes, especially when you're hitting the right nerve.
Let's ask our features, what do they think? Hey, features, what do you think?
Well, go ahead. Is someone speaking? I talk a lot sometimes, so I'm trying to wait. But if no one is ready to speak, for me, I enjoyed the tone and the sense of how, like, it was like a very calm woman that just allowing a man to kind of, like, push her into her sensuality and
have these experiences together. So that right there was like invigorating for me.
I like that.
It seemed like he was in control, and she was just like, she was a willing vessel. I like willing vessels.
Mm-hmm.
That's beautiful.
Yeah, I couldn't agree more.
Okay.
I love literally the conjointness of like the whole, almost like, if you will, like a journey of, as far as like the visualization of like the imagery within it, and also pretty much what she stated. Like, it was amazing.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Well, we gonna keep this party going. We gonna go over to the Royal Drench, the heir apparent, aka Prince Wet, Prince Drippy. Are you there?
Good evening, everyone.
Oh, shit. Good evening to you. Damn.
I'll use my mic now. As soon as he says that, I already know. I just know already. These two next individuals. We don't need to start that shit right now. Don't let him. No, we want to get through the show. We don't need the growling. We don't need the wet panties. We don't need people slipping, walking through the hallway, banging into walls. We don't need that shit. No growling.
I got a mop. I don't care. I got the mop.
The mic is yours.
All right. For me, slips.
Lord have mercy.
You know, you ladies have me feeling a little sensitive, so let me go ahead and take this out. Downstroke. My sensitive foreskin begins to send messages along the fiber optic network to the pleasure nucleus of each cell of my rushing blood that knows what comes next. Upstroke. Dormant veins bring life by stimuli, thinking of your wet on my dry, your firm grip with encompassing heat felt through arteries, massaging flaccid muscles, ensuring growth, having my container about to explode. Down. I see your eyes fixated on the mistreatment of your prize. You licking your lips as you watch limp turns engorged, and yet you still behaving as if you don't want it. Producing secretions, adding lubrications, increasing sensitivity from tip to ending, and you on your knees pleading for me to release my masculine organ. Down. The pressure per square inch is threatening with the force of storm surge intensity as you kneel down and release a cool breeze, causing the buckling of my knees as my excited partner prepared to give you what you seek, or is it what you need? Up
My thrusts in paratroopers unconcerned as landing victims to gravity beats. People producing bullets being shot with precisions of an automatic. But you lock your lips around my tips with confidence, holding on without any assistance, watching my face transition from oh my into full satisfaction. You raise up, looking me into my fleshly drained face, smacking from the taste of libation. I said, free to flow down your oral highway. My endorphins still speeding, trying to beat those serotonin to the base of my cerebellum. My pleasure numb limbs trying to reach out to connect, my eyes stuck on what's next. As I hear you articulate those words, don't worry, baby. I'll be back for round two. God damn. If that's not the sexiest shit I've ever heard.
Let that exhale.
What the hell?
That exhale. I don't know what the hell you said when you was exhaling, but it's just the sound of the breath. It did it for me. Lord.
I missed the first stanza after that growl.
That wasn't fair. That was not fair. That wasn't. You're wrong for that.
I'm just
ground.
Giving you ladies what you asked for. Y'all asked for that all night, right?
Lord,
I appreciate you indulging me.
Listen, number one, first of all, I got to ask, Prince Drippy, are we going to have this problem in Texas, bro? Am I going to have to keep having to deal with this growl shit before I go? I'm going to go before you so I don't have to deal with that. Just so you know. I'm just going to go before you. Yo, scrap the group piece because you're going to growl through the group piece. They be like, how come you don't growl? But like, I do. Why? My growls are private. Okay, I have privatized growls. But God damn it, Prince Drippy!
Hey, man, every now and then you got to let it run the terrain, bro. You just got to let it free.
See, that tickled.
Oh, that tickled the shit out of me.
Yes.
Oh. Y'all going to stop playing with my sexual emotions.
I'm just going to go. I'm going to ask the goddess what she thinks, because she was rather quiet. I didn't know what happened. Goddess, your opinion, please.
I have a very keen listening ear, and if anything for me, it's always about the journey that the writer and the performer takes me on, because I'm a very visual being. So I'm always there in the moment, and I be soaking it all in. So I'm very captivated by words because I'm a sapiosexual, so I just be all into it.
Mm-hmm. Very nice. Typhoon, what's good with you?
Are
you there?
Oh, I'm here.
That's your opinion.
that poem was epic. And also pretty much like I'm just at a loss for words. I really don't know what to say. Because, I mean, it was just really that really epic. It was mind blowing.
Cool. Well, we got more for you because we're about to bring in the station manager yourself. But before we do that, station manager, can you please tell us what's going on in Epiphany Radio Universe for the rest of the week, sir?
Absolutely. It'd be my pleasure. Ladies and gentlemen, join Epiphany Radio tomorrow night for the Erotic Love Zone with your hosts, Ms. VIP and La Perla Negra. Thursday night is the Get Down with J-Rob, the wise son, and yours truly, Poetic. Friday night, y'all, it's Renaissance Poetry with your hosts, Keith Eric, Kimbrella Renee, and Trisha Stansberry. Saturday night is going to be Let's Talk About It, where we do Date Night Differently with yours truly, Poetic. Sunday night's the Inspiration Factory with your host, Paul Sampson, a.k.a. Divine Inspiration, and Lorenzo. Monday night is going to be King and Queen's Quarters with Queen Simmons and King Atterbury. And then next Tuesday, we'll be right back here with one of Mojave's great shows. Mojave, let them know which one it's going to be.
War Council.
There you have it, War Council.
So, Mr. Poetic, station manager, Mr. Pineapple Calligraphy, Mr. It's Not a Beard, It's a Saddle, a.k.a. the Green-Eyed Bandit, a.k.a. I Have a Bald Head Because I Just Do You Dirty and You Can't Hold On. Do you have something to appease the people there?
I do. I do. This piece is called She Uttered My Cum.
Oh, shit.
Can we have a moment of silence? Just pause. Wait, I got to get ready for this because that just hit me way deep up in my sacral chakra. So,
no, baby, you in trouble. Trust me.
Let me pause and get ready. Ooh, okay.
I don't think you understand the words that escaped her lips. She expressed taking me on a trip of trips, her lyrical expression mixed with sincere eyes. I couldn't help this literature high. I mean, I tried to keep my composure, but I was trapped in her chronic exposure. The words coming from her mouth, more than any normal drought. She was my soulmate searching, while my mate was soul searching for that thing that makes me satisfied. A pure energy that's been classified. Until now, when these words came off her tongue, I want to explore the anatomy of your orgasm, but just for fun. At first, but then for my pleasure, before I give you my treasure, I got to get me some nipple loving. I declare tonight you'll moan my name shivering as I convulsed, as I sucked your soul from your body. I want you to see me as I switch roles and pull out my nipple clamps while I listen to the heartbeat amps, crank up the volumes in your octaves. As you breathe my name and trace my curves, your orgasm will be my treat, she says. Oh, and it shall last for days. The magnitude of the actions she's adding to her words came across so powerful enough to go through my core like herds of sexually frustrated animals. Yet she delivers proof and not subliminals. Her speech performs an exorcism of my ghostly orgasm. Each drop of ecstasy matching each shot of Hennessy. Poor, pure liquor is her flavor. So definitely my neighbor knows her name. Her oral biology is no game. The way she made me come was juicier than Jamaican rum. But all this started with words that exited her lips. Damn. Now she wants to use her fingertips. Poem.
You know what? Jiminy Cricket. I really
clean up on aisle 69.
Talk your shit, bro. Talk your shit.
Thank you, bro.
All right.
Oh my God.
You know, I was fucking up. I was mad talking, and I forgot to take myself. I'm mad talking. I'm like, wow. Good shit. Poetic. You filthy miscreant. Dirty. Yeah, dirty. Goddess, how you feeling? Is that okay? Did it hit you in your sacral? You was good?
Yes, I really, really loved his cadence, but it was the line that said, and I say I wanted to try to remember it, but I wanted to be present with every word of the piece, but something where he said, that keeps me satisfied. I was like, God damn it, that's what I'm talking about. They're right there. Yes. Yeah.
We just going to hit the bell. Okay. I'm just going to hit the bell. All right, we're going to move from you to the host of Monday, co-host of Monday Night, one half of Kings and Queens Quarters, our very own Queen Simmons. Luena, are you there?
Yes, I'm here. Hello, everybody. Good evening. You guys are, whew. Hello to the
more
teacher.
Trouble, y'all.
Hey, Luena.
No.
So Luena, do you have something to offer? Do you have something to offer to the tribute? Do you volunteer for tribute?
Yeah, I do. Okay, I have a little something. All right, desire, right?
My goodness.
Thank you. This, you know, ordinary lust. No ordinary crush, no ordinary love affair. It's more than just a fuck. Desire is itching under my skin, etching exquisite expletives in hieroglyphs. Clipped my wings to elsewhere, buried my picture in your attic, christened my forehead in wet blessings. I ain't going nowhere. This isn't ordinary. I'll be damned. This is the oldest and fleshest form of alchemy, creation birthed through your crashing into me. Make your way through the portal to your dreams. See, we don't just make love. We be making magic. We make passionate kisses capable of blending dimensions, full mouth, full out, until the corners are stretched out. We make ley lines across miles of skin with intentional lips. We make prayers of greedy hands, remembering anxious bodies through states of undress and caresses. We make a fucking mess. We give thanks. We give in. We get full. Nothing is forbidden here. We light fireworks with fire water. We make shit bone shattering and cataclysmic. We don't just make love. We make magnificence, a belligerent showing of affection. Yes, this is souls moaning in unison, wailing in retribution. This is light work through a light touch and toxic teeth and nails unearthing buried pleasure. This is a tribal motion whose sole focus is to close in on the distance to create a deeper closeness. This is orgasm that connects belly to cerebellum. This is me claiming every inch of your skin as mine, touching every inch like ivy vines. This is a connection of masculine and feminine energy. This is divinity. Upon this throne I own, and I am Makita, queen of Sheba. And in the end, I glow, drenched from head to toe in the golden reward of us becoming. And it's anything but ordinary. This ain't an ordinary love affair. Our coupling is significant. We don't make love. We make magnificence. And that's that piece.
Lord have mercy.
Now what funny to me is I heard somebody else clearing their throat, and I was clearing my throat before I unmuted. But I have to say, sis, you play too much. And I say that because you're talking about I got a little something. That little something just went such a long fucking way. Oh my gosh. I love that cosmic shit. Man.
Appreciate it. Thank you.
Does it every time.
That was everything.
Thank you.
Terry, how do you feel about the piece?
I think I need to take a shot right now out after that piece. I swear I do. My God.
I'm in agreement with you. I don't. My drawers ran off. I'm gonna try to get them back later. I don't know where they went. I just know they took a sharp right in the hallway and ran out the door. So I don't know. They might end up in the comment on a flagpole. Stuff like that happens.
Okay.
Right? We don't talk about it. We just know that it happened. You know. Whether you keep what you kill, you don't ever get them back. You know. You don't ever get them back.
Keep what you kill. Exactly right.
I have to also say this. When she said, we don't just make love, we make magic, I felt
yes.
that we make magnificent.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
I get excited. I'm sorry. I felt it down in my shana na.
I wasn't ready. We gonna give you a call for that. All right. Right. Now, if I'm not mistaken, this 240, right? 240, I'm believing it is the queen of the heathens. Is it the queen of the heathens? Area code 240. Huh?
603. Am I the only
240
area code?
Oh, nope. Yeah, the only 240 area code. Well, no, actually, you're not. But that means that would be B side. Is that you?
That's me. Yeah, that's me.
I thought you were somewhere else. That's why I opened the mic. But since you're here, if you'd like to read a piece, I know it's your first time. If you don't feel any undue pressure or duress.
No, I'll go. Definitely a safe space. So first time, this is my first and only erotic piece. I have done spoken word before. I just haven't delved into erotica. So I wrote this a little while ago, but I haven't read it out loud before. So be kind. Here we go. It's called The Transcendental. I can never forget to remember the time, the place, the vibe, the space, the transcendental. Tongue twisted kisses, his commands fulfill wishes, he tracing my curves and gripping hips, me tasting his curve with dripping lips, fist full of hair, yes, baby, right there. Right there, right there. Bat shot fired, signature required on these walls. He is the fuck king, my pussy his crown, dicked down, I transcend. He's a pussy percussionist, can't get enough of this, that Uncle Luke shit, face down, ass up, that's the way we like to fuck, that's the way he just went buck wild. The way he moved me, that's the way he grooved me, that's the way he burned me with that STD, that supernatural transcendental dick. I transcend to heights unknown, mind blown, as body and mind liberate, spirits emancipate as we come to understand. This is where lust meets love at the time, the place, the vibe, the space, where I will never forget to remember the transcendental. Thank you.
That was magnificent.
That was. Oh, my God.
Wow.
Thank you.
That was
amazing.
That was amazing.
I like the love that.
B-Side, we want to thank you for popping your cherry with us here at Epiphany Radio Universe. Thank you so very much. We appreciate you. And thank you for being
here.
Absolutely. No, seriously, thank you for having enough courage to read your piece. Because I was, you know, I wasn't, I thought you would, you know, because I don't read numbers bad. Mm-hmm. Everybody knows this thing with me. Unless I call your number like 80 billion times and I know it's you.
I did intend to just be a fly on the wall, but it felt like a very safe space, so I really want to thank everyone for that.
You're more than welcome.
Thank you. Yes. May I speak?
Sure, may.
I just want to say I am so glad that you decided to honor us with that piece. Girl, that was like, I don't even know what to say. It was so freaking dope. Like, and I just want to encourage you and say, bitch, so shit, poet. Like, bitch, so shit. Like, that was super
okay,
dope.
Okay. Thank you.
I love that cosmic shit. Like, I be there. Like, that was wonderful. Like, don't be shy, girl. Like, yeah, that was wonderful.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
The STD line alone was smoking hot.
Oh, my gosh. I forgot about that. Right. I was going to say that, and I knew where she was going. I'm like, okay, I know about them, their spiritual shit, like when somebody, them spiritually, and I was like, oh, she went there. That is deep.
Can I say something? Can I say something?
Go ahead.
Okay, so now,
yes, you can.
Now you bust your cherry here. You cannot deprive us. Okay.
I got that part. Yes.
Okay.
Okay. Thank you.
All right. Well, we have approximately 4 minutes. And I'm sorry, it is a school night plus. We're supposed to be supporting Rare. Rare is doing a thing that we're supposed to be doing, so we won't be able to get to another line because I definitely have to end this at 11. But I have to get back in the habit of actually performing a piece at the end of something because I haven't. But for now, we'd like to thank our poets, our features, Goddess Essence Divine, and of course, Terry Tycoon, the human erotic element, for coming through tonight. Can y'all give him a round of applause, please? And thank you.
Thank y'all.
Now, thank you. Real quick, how can people find you, Goddess Essence Divine? How can people find you?
I am on Instagram as G Essence Divine Wisdom, and I am on Facebook as Essence Willavay. That last name is spelled WILUVE with a apostrophe on top.
All right. And Terry Typhoon, how can people find you?
You can follow me on Facebook, which is Terry Orlando Washington Jr., and also under Instagram, which is TWAS25.
That's what's up. All right. Well, and don't forget, we also have an event going on, ES Weekend ATL Part 2, Incantations of Sensual Imagination, Voodoo, not practicing voodoo. I know somebody asked me. I was like, no, there's no voodoo going on. It's just enchantment with words. Cut it out, right? We'll be there November 17th through the 20th. All these good people, the Starship, known as the Epiphany Radio Universe for Real Entertainment Network, as well as the Honey Drippers, Poetry Collective, and more classes and everything else. But I'm going to do this piece
after we get into overtime, and then I'm going to hang out, and we're going to go over there because we got to get to where we got to get, and I got to, like, choke this 9-year-old. Anyway, let me stop saying that because people think I'm being violent. No, I just got to get him. I just got to give into his thing because he likes to hang out. He's playing Roblox right now, so he can care less anything else. But make sure you check us out. Everybody who came out tonight after the feast, they rocked out with us. I want to thank the Epiphany Radio Universe family. It's my family. I love them to death. I want to thank the Honey Drippers. I want to thank the Honey Dripper 2.0, number 23 in the books. Absolutely fantastic and amazing. I want to thank everybody who came through and performed hellified pieces of poetry and bringing this great world of poetry together that we have to do here on the For Real Entertainment Network, here on Epiphany Radio Universe. The Starship, boldly going where words will always take us. All right, so that being said, let me do this piece and say goodbyes, and we're out of here. So hold on for a second. Let me just make sure I got it. This goes here. Y'all can hear me, right?
Yeah.
I'm up there.
Yes, sir. Me?
Okay.
Yep.
Okay. All right, hold on. Hold on. Wait, I messed that up. I was supposed to transfer that. Sorry, hold on. Fun stuff. All right. Too many steps. All right, y'all can hear me, right?
Yes. Yeah.
Sure. Yes? No. Okay. I had to transfer over. I'm sorry. All right. Let's try this again. Come to me. Let me drink in the sight of you and how your eyes dance with every smile, asking my gaze to waltz with you. Let me steal a kiss. The taste of your lips is bliss. Let me take my time slowly. Though my blood is in a rush, I ask you to hush. Allow your cheeks to be painted with the blush of sudden heat and arousal. And what are we if we are not our wants, our desires acted out in our mind's eye, and here you are, vision, beautiful, slowly becoming a state of undress. As I passionately press my lips into the sensitive parts of you, sweetly, meekly, like I don't deserve you, or more like I was to preserve you. Your portion given to me is a way, is a play to grasp yourself and place on display. Nipples, asking to be tasted, foupah rippling beneath tongue, electric waves, EDM songs sung, these vibes, vibration, the maturation of the ideas of sex, the complex of touch, made so that it is never too much, and time is a factor. It is an issue as I titillate your soft tissue, make you breathe in different tastes while your mind loses track in wonders, and I want to take you under while I go under, defend your celibacy. Give yourself over fully to my fantasies. Allow my imagination to activate desires that you salivate for. Let me pursue you with an intense devotion to cherish our interaction, pour out and into you a desire that objectifies you through a lens of sensuality, the cinematic wave appearing anything that leaves my mind, reels. I dream dearly, seared into mind your heels, the way you would look leaning over a bed wearing some of my favorite colors, black, blue, purple, red. Stare with the wants urging me with your eyes, the terrible filth, the fucking fancies of our reverie which can't lie. I can graffiti the cursing of your lips over and over. Allow me to pull back your layers to expose sweet flesh. Let your juices splash my face while my tongue searches for the sweetness dripping from your lips. It is how I see you. Skin wet with sin, how I see you, legs propped open, fingers readying my meal, making sure that your glaze covers your sweet, and I choose to break my fast with a kiss. And you have all the vitamins and nutrients your soul requires. How I admire how I get full from seeing you, being you. My rose-like mouth told me that your taste aligns chakras, teaches new language, and if my mouth dances with your rhythm so that your solar plexus flexes, squeezing lungs prime the rungs into ecstasy. Baby, squirt rainbows and sunshine. What tastes like vanillas and cherries smells like butterflies flirting in each vibration. Tune to your wavelength. Deeply within my lens, our osmosis, your rare find. Understand, you are mine.
my.
Amazing.
Wow.
Okay.
Not okay. But you look, I can't
you
keep you
bad,
up. You're
a bad, bad man.
What are you talking about? Listen here, Rhino.
If I had the power, I would put you off the old show. Boy, kick him out.
Don't be running around here with the eye, Roman. Stop playing. Growling and
he just did the Transformer more than meets the eye.
He's wild. Anyway, thank you. I appreciate that. Thank y'all for coming out. We must move on. I want to thank our goddess, Essence Divine, Terry Typhoon, the human erotic element, and my family and everybody who's listening. Thank you for coming out. It's been a dope show. Thank you for coming, and we appreciate you. Don't forget the Erotic Love Zone tomorrow with La Perla Negra and Ms. VIP. La Perla Negra, what's the topic for tomorrow?
The topic is the forbidden desire.
All right, forbidden desires. Ooh, make sure you tune in tomorrow, 9 p.m. here, 50 Radio Universe, for Real Entertainment Network. And this podcast will self-destruct in 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4,
night, y'all.
3, 2,
night.
One.
Night.
Transmitting.